Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You know who needs presents? People getting a divorce. They're the ones who need a gift registry. We need a divorced registry. That's fair. I think that plays well for everybody. Some guy gets kicked out of his house, maybe never see his kids again, probably sleeping on his mom's ottoman. You don't think he'd like a George Foreman or a lamp or something? Some sweatpants, you don't think he'd appreciate that? Some of those socks you put on your hands in the winter, you know what I mean? I think he'd like it.
Friday, October 24th. Here we are. We made it. How about that? It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning. Good morning. We are the wake up call. Kevin's on the precipice of possibly going on a trip this weekend. We're going to get into that in the 7 o'clock hour. Are you at least packed for this trip?
No.
Man,
I have so much going on this weekend.
Or not.
I overbooked myself.
You sure did. You know, without getting without getting into the details, which we will later in the show, this is you need someone in your life.
Yeah.
You need a partner.
I know.
That can just help you.
Yeah.
Or maybe just get like a whiteboard calendar.
I have a calendar.
Everybody has a calendar, Gavin. It carries around in your pocket.
I use the calendar. It's just I don't see it until the day of, and it's like three stacked events. And
that's why I don't like the calendar that Katie's talking about in my phone. I don't like the calendar in the iPhone because of that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not looking. It's not something that's all laid out in front of me. I need it all laid out in front of me. That's why I'm old school. I like a whiteboard calendar. Yeah. You should get one of those.
I'm really, really wanting that.
Starlight calendar.
What's that one?
Go ahead and look it up. Starlight. It seems excessive. Like, it's cool, but at the same time, it's not worth the money.
How could it not be? How is writing on a whiteboard better?
This is amazing. It's digital.
It's
not just digital. It like connects with your phone.
It connects with your shopping list.
Shut up.
Your kids can when they want something like from the grocery store.
I need
add
this.
It. If you can put in here are the foods I have. What can I make?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just really expensive. Like, of course it's great. Of course it's cool. But it's like...
No, but the big one's like...
The shadow box one is $280.
No, there's a really big one that's...
Like $400 or $500.
15 inches.
No, the bigger one.
27? Oh, 27 is $600. I don't need 27 incher. I'm not doing
See,
that
that's
much.
The thing. I do, though.
Yeah, if you have a lot of people in your life, you do.
I mean, I do get what you're saying, Gavin, because even if every single thing is in my phone,
mm-hmm.
I still kind of need my partner to be like, here's what's happening today.
Right.
Because
it's just another set of eyes.
But also even alerts that come up on my phone, I get blind to anything that happens over and over.
Because you're numb to the notifications. Yeah. You get so many of them.
But I've always been this way. Like when I was first diagnosed with ADHD when I was 15. Before it was cool, guys.
Yeah.
Before you could just get on hers.com and be like, yeah, I feel like I probably can't concentrate. No. Back then, you had to go through a bunch of therapists. You had to go teacher to teacher and have them fill out a form about what a loser you were.
Right.
But, you know, they teach you all these tools. Gavin, you know that I have all these different tools.
Mm-hmm.
And Post-its. Back then was...
I haven't seen a Post-it in a while.
Right. Well, because we put
it all on
your
phone.
But what I realized was if that Post-it stayed on my mirror for too long, I never saw it again.
Yeah.
It was right in front of me and I could not remember. So I'd have to move it to different places that I knew I would look at often.
The one thing that... the phone does that I find helpful, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because it makes a different sound, but my sound is never on my phone, so that does. But it looks different. Is I have it set for things in my phone that tell me when I need to leave because of traffic.
Oh, your phone will automatically do that. Yeah,
and I kind of like that.
That is helpful for you.
Now I have now there's panic and there's a cortisol spike that comes into play.
Because in your mind, you thought I've got more time.
But not only that, but it's like, oh, I didn't even know I had that thing, and now I need to leave right now.
Oh.
But at the same time, though, it's effective.
Yeah.
Now, am I going to show up to a wedding in a t-shirt? Possibly, but it is more effective. So, Kevin, maybe just, I know you don't have $600. Mm-hmm. I know you don't have $200. So maybe just get a whiteboard.
Or a wife.
Or a wife.
Wife sounds more expensive than a calendar.
Yeah, but love. How do you put a price on it?
You can't.
You can't. I want to play something for you guys, if I can figure this out, because I'm not exactly sure that I can. I'm not very prolific with TikTok, but this is going viral, and it's a guy who had an encounter with somebody very young. It had an encounter with somebody very young. TikTok, man. Drives me crazy. And is trick-or-treating dead?
So apparently trick-or-treating doesn't exist anymore, and I'm kind of shocked. So the other day I was asking my cousin, I'm like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And he said something like, I'm going to be a bat. It's not important. It doesn't matter. But anyways, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Are you excited for trick-or-treating? He then kind of scoffs at me. He's like, And I go, what are you talking about? I was like, what? He's like, William, no one goes trick-or-treating anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's trunk-or-treat, not trick-or-treat.
Is this true?
No.
I don't know.
You do know. You're a parent in the world.
I guess, but...
No. Trunk-or-treat is an add-on now.
It's still just an add-on.
Yes.
It's not bigger or more important than trick-or-treating. Because trick-or-treating does require more work. If we weren't steeped in trick-or-treating lore in this country that dates back 80, 90 years at this point, if I laid out the pros and the cons of trunk-or-treating and trick-or-treating, there are way more pros for trunk-or-treating.
I couldn't disagree more.
You got to work a lot harder for trick-or-treating.
How so?
You got to walk so much further to cover more ground to get more candy.
Okay, but...
Trunk-or-treating, they're all cars. They're right next to each other.
It's just so boring, though.
And there's a bounce house.
Like, once you've, like, done the loop of cars, it's like, okay, I'd like to go home, but I know you guys aren't ready, so... I guess we do the loop again?
I think you're thinking about it from a parent's perspective. My kids are never bored at a trunk or treat.
No, yeah. I am. What are you saying, that it's boring for kids to trick or treat?
Yeah. That guy's cousin is a child.
No. I understand. Well, that is a child. I am talking about children as a whole.
Right.
They love walking around.
For trick or treating.
I think just in general.
They just like walking?
Well, they just like, I mean, the idea of
being past going,
just and going, and the next house is going to give you candy, then you go more. I mean, my kids are always pissed when it's like, okay, guys, we got to start walking back.
My kids don't get pissed when they have to start walking back. They flame out, I don't know, maybe like 3/4 of a mile in.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And on top of that, there's always somebody that's like, can you hold my bag of candy?
It gets that heavy.
Well, the little ones do tend to do that. That is true.
I was about to say, but that's like, good.
Oh, God. The girls want to just like go and go and go, but we didn't do this street. It's like, well, we can't do all the streets.
Here's another thing, because now the TikTok video was associated with an article. So now if you dive deeper into the article, we're also looking at this from a suburban standpoint, because suburbia still, for the most part, goes all out for Halloween. Urban areas, not so much. That urban areas are getting replaced more. Same with rural areas with trunk or treats.
Well, the rural for sure makes sense, because like we used to have, the girls would have friends that lived in like Auburn on property that would come down the hill, because it would take you all night to go visit your neighbors. Your neighbors are a mile away.
Right. And there's a safety thing for the other end of the spectrum for the urban kids. So like,
what's the safety thing?
That like, you don't want to send your kids out into like, I don't know, the deep parts of Manhattan or the Bronx or something like that.
Yeah, well, I thought to go trick or treating. Pretty gentrified and just like families.
No, I mean, cities are still cities. You know, it's the people who live in cities for the most part are used to all the pitfalls of urban living. But like in a trunk or treat, if I'm a parent, does seem more attractive than sending my kids out to trick or treat if I live in a city.
I love that you're saying sending them out like you're not there.
Well, I'm there for most of it. But what happens when your kid's like 11, 12, 13? They don't want you there anymore.
Oh, well, but you know, at 13, I cut it off.
You do cut it off.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go trick-or-treating at 13.
But I feel like if we take a step out of our perspective, what if trunk-or-treat does take over?
I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't either.
I don't think this is a worry that is real.
Okay. All right. You hear that, TikTok?
Kevin, have you ever trunk-or-treated?
Yes. I absolutely love it.
Trunk or treating?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a fall festival type of vibe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you prefer it over trick or treating?
No, I prefer trick or treating because it's old traditional, but I love drizzling a little trunk or treat events here and there to lead up to trick or treating, and it's so fun.
Yeah.
If you're participating in it, it's more fun than like walking around.
Right.
Like, if you actually have your trunk and you design it, that's
See, that is another thing I don't need.
Oh, my God.
I don't need it. I don't need one more thing to do during Halloween time. And adding...
What are you doing during Halloween time?
Right.
Oh, my...
If... You're not decorating anymore.
Okay, so at least we've taken that off the table. I am mildly, but there's costumes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Which includes getting everybody's costume, but then the day of, I'm the person that gets everybody ready, right?
Okay.
We do Halloween here.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My partner and I, D'Lo, we are doing a costume, couple's costume together.
Wait, we're not doing
our...
No, for our family's Halloween.
Oh.
So this is now a third thing. So we are at kids, getting them ready for Halloween, doing all their hair and makeup. Our group costume.
Yeah.
My couple's costume. And then for the 11-year-old school, rather than letting them like dress up in a Halloween costume for Halloween, they do something called Cultural Day, where every class learns about, so like Audrey's class is learning about the Egyptians. And so each person is assigned a specific person from history where they have to do a project about it, and then also dress up as that person.
Okay.
I love that.
So I don't need also to go get the stuff to decorate my trunk.
Doesn't sound like it's all that much stuff.
Oh,
it's
really? Okay. What are you doing for your kids' Halloween?
I mean, you took
them to Spirit Halloween.
I have. Well, everybody takes them to Spirit Halloween. What are you making costumes still with a sewing machine?
Sometimes,
like I don't know many parents that still do that. But like, yeah, I mean, I got them a Halloween costume. I helped get them ready for that. The big pitfall for me on trick or treat night for Halloween is I don't even know where this tradition started, but I make grilled cheese sandwiches and pumpkin soup before we go out. That's labor intensive. Like, that's a whole other conversation for making a grilled cheese sandwich is not hard, but making a whole bunch of them makes me feel like I'm, you know,
on a line cook.
Yeah, on a conveyor belt, and everybody called off sick that day. So I'm just like buttering bread, trying to time it with the cheese and stuff like that. But that's day of, though. I mean, decorating your trunk is labor intensive.
I feel like, and this isn't a knock against you, your wife's a very creative person. If you guys are doing a trunk or treat, your wife is the one decorating the trunk.
No, it was always me. She never did anything. She never did, like, even raised a finger with a trunk or treat. That's all shocking. Yeah. But anyway, though, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Text in 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Erica this morning. Good morning, Erica.
Hey, good morning.
So you're on War of the Roses, obviously, because you have suspicions in your relationship with your boyfriend, whose name is Tommy. Tell us, first of all, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for, I want to say it's like 8.5 months now.
Okay.
Oh, eight. Okay.
8.5 months. So less than a year. So, all right, let's talk about this whole thing. What happened?
So Tommy has a motorcycle that he is obsessed with and rides everywhere. And I saw him with someone else on the back of his bike the other day.
Ooh.
So you saw somebody on the back of his motorcycle. And I mean, this feels like a silly question, but are you sure it was a woman?
100%.
Just because you could tell, were they wearing a helmet?
She had the helmet that sometimes I wear when I get to ride on it.
Oh my God. All right, well, we're going to call Tommy up. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer and offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. But more importantly, sometimes it's what he writes on the card that will be sent with the fake roses. Stay on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you until we conference everybody together.
Okay, thanks.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is Colleen with Verizon Wireless. I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free.
What is sending roses around?
We know that you have many options when it comes to your cellular provider, and we just want to thank you for your business.
No, thank you. I don't need any roses, and sounds kind of weird, honestly. No, thank you. I'm hanging up now.
Tommy, hold on one second. Before you get going, you're right. This is a little fishy. That's Katie. My name's Gavin, and we're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're part of something that we call War of the Roses. It's a relationship test to see if you were given the opportunity to send roses to somebody, who would you send them to? And listening in this whole time is Erica, your girlfriend. Erica, you're back on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Erica saw something that is making her think that you might be cheating on her.
There's nothing. It's not happening.
You don't even know what's going on yet. Let's talk to Erica for a second. Erica, explain to Tommy, your boyfriend, what's happening.
So I saw you on your bike the other day with another woman on the back who was wearing my helmet.
How do you know it was me?
Like, it was so obviously you. I think I can recognize my own boyfriend, and I've never seen anybody else with the design that you have on your helmet.
Are cars the same as motorcycles, Gavin? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like, I would know my partner's car.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I would imagine you'd be able to.
Because here's the thing. I would know his, like, proximity to stuff. Like, I would know if it was that car.
Right.
And a person of his build.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in, like, a place he normally is. I'm probably going to assume it's him.
How could you tell?
The area that you're in.
Right. His clothes. Your clothes.
Yeah.
You know, like. So, Tommy, let's...
motorcycle jacket, a very common thing that people would wear.
Tommy, look, I know exactly what you look like when you're out there, and the boots, like, on top of everything else, you wear those boots every single day. I know what you look like when you're on your motorcycle.
Right. Let's just not even try to do the whole it wasn't me shaggy excuse, and let's just talk about who was that on the back of your motorcycle.
I wasn't driving around with anybody besides you, okay? So I don't know who you thought you saw or what you thought you saw, but that's that.
Tommy, I've been on the back of your bike like 2 times. So I don't know. The idea that you're acting like it was me when this is just crazy.
I don't have to answer this, okay? You know what, Erica? Call me later without your radio friends, all right? This is ridiculous.
Okay. I mean, Erica, how are you feeling after that? I think it's pretty obvious. Like, his reaction was somewhat incriminating. I don't know. What are you thinking?
No, I agree. I mean, he was just so defensive. I mean, if it wasn't him, he would just be laughing it off and saying he doesn't understand what I saw. But
yeah.
I know what his bike looks like. I know what I saw. So I don't know. I don't really know.
Well,
what to
it's
do.
A little tough to say, like, no, you were on the back of my motorcycle.
Right.
If you weren't on the back of his bike.
Is
that not what he's saying?
I couldn't follow what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But regardless, though, Erica, 8.5 months doesn't seem like a terribly long time. And I could tell by your reaction that you're not taking this devastatingly poorly.
No, we don't know.
So are you okay?
I mean, I really like him, but I am not going to waste my time if somebody's going to kind of jerk me around like this.
Eight and a half months is a little early for gaslighting. That's more of a 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. No, you have to grow to gaslight me.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is an animal migration happening right now as we speak. And it has captured the hearts and minds and attention of the entire world, and we are no different. Kevin, what is migrating?
The Christmas Islands red crabs.
Did everybody hear that? Red crabs on Christmas Island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to need to know more, because what is Christmas Island?
Well... Good point.
Oh, you didn't look that part out.
I haven't looked that. Okay. I'm more into the crabs, okay. Why they're doing this, okay? There's millions of crabs crossing, like, roads, streets, climbing up stuff, migrating to the other side of the beach, okay?
Okay.
Christmas Island, by the way, is an island, and it is in the Indian Ocean by Australia.
Oh, wow, that's okay. Far.
I don't know why. I assumed it was going to be in the United States.
They are walking so far and wide just to mate and reproduce.
I'm going to look this up.
They are the cutest little crabs ever, Katie, that you ever seen, and seen millions. Like, I'm not just saying just millions, hundreds of millions crossing the road.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like a sea of red.
Oh, my God. First of all, they are super cute. They look like cartoon crabs.
Mm-hmm.
They look like Mr. Crab from SpongeBob.
Yes,
but they really are.
They look like a cooked crab.
They really are. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They really are walking down the road.
Yeah. And so they literally close so many roads just for these crabs to cross.
They close the roads.
They close roads, yes.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
What? Why not? They're trying to reproduce, Katie.
What are you going to do? You drive over them?
Yeah, that's mean. They're a protected species.
You're going to drive over a pregnant woman?
That's evil.
You're a monster.
Wow.
Well, I didn't say that. Man, watching them climb just...
So fun, right?
It is kind of fun. Well, okay. I don't want to drive over them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, imagine how you would feel if you were late for work because of the crab crossings.
Okay, but if I lived on a place called Christmas Island,
right?
I mean, I'd be okay, especially knowing it's in, like, a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah!
Like, it's not even like it's an island off of the coast of stormy, cold Maine. It's, like, in a beautiful part of the world. It's called Christmas Island. I'm fine. Like, there's nothing that's gonna upset me.
And also, it happens annually. Plan better.
Plan better. Maybe they've got Red Crab Week. Like, guys, you know what? Days off. We're gonna take days off. I don't even know what you would do for business. I'm sure there's a Starbucks there. Like, we're gonna close.
Okay, so they put out announcements on, like, their national parks websites, on their Instagrams and everything, and just says, basically, like, please follow all the signage and instructions.
Yeah.
So that you don't harm the crab. Now, it does look like they are in some areas creating or have created, like, okay. Well, there are parts of it where there's, like, bumpers that forces the crabs to, like, basically stay on one side of the road.
Okay.
But then the second that the bumper's gone, they just fill the road again.
Maybe what if we tried building them bridges over the road?
Or a tunnel.
So cute.
Don't make them go underground. Make them go above the ground. Let them see the sky.
Guys, this would be very... They can climb walls.
Yeah,
they can climb walls. They can climb everything. They're trying to reproduce, Katie.
So, okay, so they're trying to reproduce and they have to migrate to do it. Lots of animals do that. Do they have any, like, predators, though, that they need to be on the lookout besides Katie trying to make it to work?
Oh, my God. You are going to be shook at who the predators are. They are called yellow crazy ants.
An ant?
Yes, bitch.
Like an aunt and uncle?
No, like you know how there's red fire ants? These are called yellow crazy ants, and they look mean.
Like an aunt and uncle.
They're very evasive. That means they're like
the
everywhere.
The ants are the...
The ants.
Okay.
These are their predators. Okay. They're going to kill those cute little red ant crabs and just maul them.
This is terrible.
It is terrible.
But the fact that you guys aren't more scared of all of these crabs is really weird to me.
Well, I don't like seeing a mass of any animal.
Sure.
No matter how cute it is. When I went to Italy, there's like a whole part of the city where stray cats have taken over.
That would be fine with me.
It's not when you're there because it's like, wow, at any moment they could overpower us.
But they're cats. They're just gonna give
you have no idea. Like, it felt unnerving. But
okay, but now imagine that, but it's not cute.
Well, I'm watching one of these red crabs that's migrating on Christmas Island, eating dry leaves, and it's like, guy,
this is
the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Don't watch the yellow ant attacking the red crab. So yellow ants carry something poisonous and it poisons the crab, making them immobile, and then they just attack it.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Now, pictures and videos of when they all finally get to their location.
Oh, but it's a party.
It just looks like a sea of red.
Okay, now listen, Katie, I know you want to drive over animals.
So if
you want to drive over the crazy red, yellow ants, then that's fine with me. Drive over all of them. That's fine.
That's fine. Wow. They're evasive.
And they're insects. Insects are barely alive. Okay, so there we go.
Look at this guy sweeping up the crabs.
Oh my God, they make bridges for them to go over the freeway.
That's what I suggested.
Oh my God. They really do it, Gavin.
That's wonderful. Okay, so guys, the people on Christmas Island.
Yes.
This is incredible, and I'm glad that you know the red crab is shining a light on your wonderful existence. I am booking a trip right now for next year.
People don't want to eat these?
You can't eat them. They're a protected species. Stop.
Wow, you want to drive over them and eat them?
Oh my God.
Jeez, Katie. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this pod.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cast free.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Travis Kelce, you know him, Mr. Taylor Swift. He has decided that he's going to team up with some people, and he's going to save an American institution. And that American institution is Six Flags.
Oh,
right. Six Flags. Now the story for this is that obviously Six Flags not doing financially well.
Are they not?
No.
Oh.
In fact, Magic Mountain, remember Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
Magic Mountain announced that it's closing.
And where that's, is that? I thought it was Six Flags Magic Mountain.
What?
I thought they were the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm bringing Magic Mountain up during the Six Flags.
No. I thought it was Six Flags / Magic Mountain.
Six Flags owns, yes, that's the name of it. Just like we have,
Wouldn't that mean Six Flags was closing too?
Not all of them. Just like
there's Six Flags Animal Kingdom. Yeah, and there's different ones.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
And this is just not sitting well with Travis Kelce. He wants to save the whole entity of Six Flags. And I honestly, as silly as this is, love it. Because the guy's he's definitely in the sunset of his NFL career. I don't know when he's going to retire, but like, he doesn't have a whole lot of years left.
Okay.
He's won the Super Bowl. He's going to marry the most famous, one of the richest women in the world. And she's beautiful. And she seems very funny and fun.
Yeah.
He like obviously rubbed a genie lamp when he was a teenager. Like he plays football for a living. And now he's like, I need something. I like roller coasters. I'm gonna save roller coasters. And I think this is one of those stories where if you told me that Big was a documentary.
Oh my God, I was just thinking Big.
This feels like the movie Big.
What you would do, like how you would spend your money.
Right. Now, somebody came to him. It was
I was Big.
It's an investment
firm. I
would
go on a roller coaster.
I would save it. Yeah. So like an investment firm apparently came to him and asked if he would be interested in doing this. And he was like, yeah, I very much would. And now, I mean, he's got obviously money to burn. So this is what he's going to do with it. How do you guys feel about this? He's being described as an activist investor.
Well, I would like to know, besides putting his money in,
mm-hmm.
what's he gonna do to like kind of change the perception?
Right. Like he can help save it, but how is it gonna keep going?
Yeah. Like we need to really rebrand Six Flags. And I'm gonna be very honest, the first thing that needs to go is Bugs Bunny.
Oh my God, what?
Sorry. When I see like a character of Bugs Bunny, like somebody in a costume, the very first thing I think is, it's too bad you can't afford Mickey and Minnie.
What if it was Bluey?
That would be great, Kevin.
Okay.
Is Bluey Bugs Bunny?
No, but I'm saying
I'm not saying any character, I think, that's not Mickey and Minnie.
So
I'm saying any Looney Tune.
Okay, so it's specifically Looney Tunes.
Why do you hate Looney Tunes?
Kevin.
The Tasmanian Devil is so cool.
When's the last time you saw
cool?
The ride is cool too. You
We know when it does.
I want you to think about it. I am so sorry for every person that this describes. I want you to think about a Tweety Bird girl.
Okay.
And a girl that wears Tweety Bird stuff.
Okay.
Right.
She's fine.
Okay. Now, okay, Katie, just to recap, we're talking about Six Flags because Travis Kelce, is one of the people that's going to try to save the company. Six Flags, on just the first half of this year, netted a loss of $320 million.
Oh, that's sad.
Getting rid of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck is not enough.
It's the first step.
Okay, it's the first step.
Yeah.
What else can Travis Kelce do?
I mean, Taylor's got to start performing there.
That would be awesome.
We were all thinking it.
Baby, you got to do me solid.
Yeah, imagine they're just like sitting on the couch watching The Office and like eating spaghetti out of a bowl. On the couch, and he leans over and he goes, I need a favor. And she goes, yeah, babe, what? And he goes, You know how I've been like really bored? And she's like, yeah, but you've been doing so much fun stuff with your brother on the podcast. He's like, oh, it's, I have to do that every week. Oh, I forgot. Anyways, you know Bugs Bunny? And she'd be like, Travis, please don't ask again. He goes, one concert.
You know, you
it's
said
one concert.
You know, you said no to the halftime Super Bowl show. What if I got you a gig underneath the looping Joker roller coaster?
You love Superman.
That would save it. You're right. That would save it.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yeah, $520. How does she do it? We're going to find out on Are You Smarter Than
it's Katie?
Katie.
Okay, there we go. I didn't have myself all set up right.
It's Friday, and might be your payday. Maybe we could make this a double payday for you. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, you're caller 17. As I said yesterday, if you're cheating, we're going to find out. All right. $520. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready?
Yes.
Off we go. Chauncey Billup and other NBA players were arrested yesterday as part of a criminal gambling syndicate that involved the mafia. They used X-ray poker tables, rigged shuffling machines, and more to have fraudulent poker games and knew it was criminal. Holy cow. Spell the word fraudulent.
F-R-A-U-D. F-R-A-U-D-U-L-E-N-T.
All righty. Question two. Jeremy Allen White has a new movie out right now where he's playing Bruce Springsteen, and he's doing interviews to promote it. He revealed that he never graduated high school, yet he did get an honorary diploma that was presented at a film festival by his high school drama teacher. That's awesome. What hit FX show is Jeremy Allen White the star of?
The Bear.
Question three. President Trump pardoned Zhang Ping Zhao yesterday, who is one of the most notorious white-collar criminals in recent history, stealing hundreds of millions of dollars in a cryptocurrency scam. Zhao's company has ties to Eric and Don Jr.'s crypto company, and many suspect that that's the reason for the pardon. Which of the following is not a real cryptocurrency? Tron, Shiba Inu, or Corgi Coin?
I think it's Corgi Coin.
Question four. Johnny Depp is returning to major movies in starring roles. It was announced yesterday that horror director Ty West is going to make A Christmas Carol next year with a horror twist on it, and Johnny Depp is going to be Ebenezer Scrooge. Who is the father of Tiny Tim and Scrooge's employee?
Bob Cratchit.
Question five, Kim Kardashian announced that she was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm, and that will be shown on this upcoming season of her show. She says it was caused by stress from her divorce from Kanye. If she receives treatment that costs $80,000, but her insurance covers 80% of that, what does she pay? Three seconds. Three, two,
6,400.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Cheryl, who's in the car with you?
No one.
Oh, no one? Come on.
We
heard somebody.
That's weird. Maybe it's a ghost.
Oh, spooky season.
Nobody's in the car with you?
We heard a ghost, Gavin.
Wow, we heard a ghost.
That ghost was giving you different answers for the last one. Spooky.
All right. Well, Cheryl, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. You probably saw this story yesterday. It was crazy, especially with your boyfriend D'Lo. Did he talk about this with the NBA arrests?
Yeah.
Chauncey Billup and other players were arrested as part of a criminal gambling syndicate that involved
the mafia. The coach?
I don't know if a coach was involved. Maybe. They used X-ray poker tables, rigged shuffling machines, and even Steve Kerr said they knew that they were involved in a criminal enterprise. This is crazy.
How do you not know that you're involved if you're using all those different
stuff? If you rise to the level of professional athlete and you have all of this money, millions of dollars, why the hell?
You know what? A big thing that they did talk about on D'Lo's show was that, like, while we think it's a lot of money, they still have to, like, pay taxes on it. If you're a new player, you're getting, okay, yes, it's $2 million, but once you pay taxes, that's $1 million. And then they talked a lot about, like, kind of the feeling that you have to, like, live up to this expectation of
excess?
Spending money in excess. And also,
world's smallest violin for that line.
Okay, but also you have to remember, men, like, a lot of these guys never had money.
Right?
So, they're so young.
I guess. The youth part of it, I guess I can understand. But if I didn't have money, I'd hoard it. But spell the word fraudulent.
I don't have my pen. Okay. F-R, fraud, A-U-D-U, the letter U, L-E-N-T, fraudulent.
Wow. You both got that. That's impressive. Question two. Jeremy Allen White is in a movie where he's playing Bruce Springsteen right now. Just comes out today. He revealed he never graduated high school.
But how?
He just didn't.
He just stopped going.
Oh. He did get an honorary diploma, though, at a film festival that was presented by his high school drama teacher. I think that's kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
it's fine that you dropped out of school. Yeah, I was one of your teachers. Who cares?
It's not fine, but if he dropped out to pursue his passion,
like, that's what I was asking.
And then he succeeded. It's like, well, it's kind of cool. What hit FX show is Jeremy Allen White the star of?
The Bear, cousin.
The Bear. Question two. Yesterday, President Trump pardoned Zhengbin Zhao, he is one of the most notorious white-collar criminals in recent history. He stole hundreds of millions of dollars from people in a cryptocurrency scam. Some people think that the reason for the pardon is that his company, Zhao's company, has ties to Eric and Don Jr.'s crypto company as well.
How would that help them?
One promoted the other and really helped it get off the ground.
Feels so like being associated with this guy and a guy that just got pardoned for all these crimes wouldn't be good for them.
Which of the following is not a real cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Tron, Shibu Inu, or Corgi Coin?
Probably Corgi Coin.
Yeah. Question four. Johnny Depp is coming back to starring in major movies again. It was announced that a horror version of A Christmas Carol is going to be coming out next year with Johnny Depp as Ebenezer Scrooge.
That is going to be so good.
Who is the father of Tiny Tim and Scrooge's employee?
Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit. Cratchit. And question five, Kim Kardashian announced that she was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be on this upcoming season. And she said that it was caused by stress from her divorce with Kanye.
See, doesn't matter how much money you have.
If she receives treatment that costs $80,000,
okay,
but her insurance covers 80% of that, how much does she have to pay?
$20,000?
You're just going to throw it right out there, huh?
Yeah.
You were kind of close, yeah. Kind of. The answer is $16,000. Okay. Cheryl, you gave me what 80% is. I needed to know, what does she still have to pay?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrifying. That stress can cause you to have a brain aneurysm.
Yeah. All right, final score. Cheryl, You got four, and so did Katie.
Woo!
It's a tie.
It sure is.
Wow, we had $20 the jackpot for when we come back. $540 when we play on Monday. Unbelievable. Whew. Cheryl, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are.
That is right.
Yes, you are.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Carrie this morning. It's not a real name, and this isn't a real voice. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Now, we changed your voice, but for some people, if that voice sounds familiar, it's because this is not your first Dirty Little Secret. You were on the Dirty Little Secret almost a year ago to the day, right?
Yes, I was.
And your Dirty Little Secret from a year ago was that you have a boyfriend who just proposed to you, or you had a boyfriend who just proposed to you, and you said yes, and you were going to get married. And what he didn't know was that you had filed for bankruptcy twice, correct?
Yeah, that is the gist of the story.
Okay. And that was your Dirty Little Secret a year ago. Well, we have you back on because I'm sure that you told him and confessed, and it's all good news, right?
No, I still haven't told him.
No, it's not. Like you said, you still have not told him yet, and your problem has now even gotten worse,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, honestly,
okay.
It'll just keep getting worse. It's, he said that before we get married, he really wants to buy a house. It would be between, like, we would split it, but because we can't afford a house without my income. But if we do, like, I won't qualify for the loan, and he'll see how terrible my credit score is. So I there's no way. I don't know what to do because, like, I can't tell him.
Right.
But I feel like if I could, I just kind of want to hold off until the wedding.
Oh,
but boy. He wants to buy the house before the wedding.
And also,
I know, but
like,
that's what
let's
I have
be.
To, like,
don't you think he should know before the wedding?
Yes, in this, it, because like technically he would inherit my debt, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want him to know, so I want to do everything that I possibly can so that he doesn't find out.
So technically, I don't think whatever debt you have prior to getting married, he would necessarily be on the hook for. But what he would be marrying is your low credit score. He would be marrying somebody that either can't get a loan for a house, or if you can, the interest rate's going to be not great. And he's kind of marrying a person that doesn't make great financial decisions. Does he at least know that?
Does he know that I'm not great with my finances? No, it's never come up. And I feel like I've put on a pretty good, like, facade, you know. I've been pretty I've been really good with like wedding planning, you
okay.
know, like he thinks that I'm very frugal because I have become frugal
because you had to.
By the way, if you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret, and this is Carrie, not her real name. We talked to her a year ago about the same Dirty Little Secret, about having two bankruptcies on her record that she has kept a secret from her now fiance, and now they're getting closer to getting married, and he wants to buy a house. The big thing we're glazing over is somebody who also kept this from him for a very long time now. When we talked to you, I went back and looked. When we talked to you, you had only been dating for about 10 months before he proposed. So even keeping a secret for 10 months is pretty bad. Now it's been 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you when you say it like that, it sounds like even worse, I feel like.
So when you say it like how it actually is.
I do feel badly for you.
I do too, because I don't think she's ill-intentioned.
No.
I mean, I think she's just trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
But it is keeping the peace. You can't maintain the peace. Let's put it that way.
Right. Are you worried that if he finds out, he's going to break off the wedding?
Yeah, I've had that thought. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he would, truthfully, but I definitely, like, it's crossed my mind.
Yeah. I mean, how can it not? But
even if he's not, she also knows this is going to disappoint him.
At the very least. So, listen, we're going to give you the same advice we did a year ago. Tell him.
Before he finds out on his own. Or let him find out on his own and go, what?
Yeah.
I did?
Brush up, take some acting classes now.
I didn't mean to do that.
But Carrie,
yeah,
anyway.
I feel like I have to like fake it. Yeah.
No.
No, go ahead and fake it.
All right.
It's the Dirty Little Secret. Good luck to you, Carrie. If you've got any advice to her, text it into 916-909-1065. We'll pass it along. But right now, it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
No, we can't. Sing along. And it's time for the no-name movie game.
106.5. The end.
The end. Oh, gosh. Kevin, clap.
No.
Wow.
Last time you told me I want you to join, and then I joined, and you said, ugh, you're off key.
Yeah.
So now you get no clapping. All you get is this sass.
I didn't criticize your clapping. Mm-mm. Your clapping wasn't off key. Too late. It's too late. All right. Let's start with Morgan this morning. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
All right. Keep your radio turned off. It's a noisy car. Who's in the car with you?
Whoa.
My son, Lance.
Lance!
What's up, Lance?
Oh, my God. I love a kid named Lance.
That's fun. Where are you off to today? School?
We're on our way to school, yeah.
Okay, very cool. What school do you go to?
He goes to John Adams.
John Adams. Okay, so you're sitting in that long traffic trying to check in for John Adams. All right, here we go. Your contestant is Katie, and you know the rules. Playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown. This weekend, they have the new Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere. But coming up, Back to the Future on IMAX, as well as Predator Badlands. All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Ladies, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and Lance, here we go. Go.
When dice, you have two dice, and they all have one dot on them. Are they both?
They all have one dot on them.
A slithery animal that goes is what?
Snake.
Yeah, and this is what you see out of.
Glasses.
I am getting mad.
Yeah.
Don't.
These are the balls in your head. Your what balls?
Your eyeballs.
Okay, so that slithery creature.
Snake.
Plus.
Snake eyeballs.
Nope.
Snake eyeballs.
Snake eye, you got it. This is the movie that featured the DeLorean, and it took us to a different time.
I just said it. Yeah. I just said this
movie. I just
movie.
Want you guys to know it's their first time playing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's their first time playing. Yeah.
First time hearing
Lance,
it too, right?
I need to tell you something. It feels like it.
Wow.
I don't blame Lance for this.
I think you guys did great.
I don't blame Lance for anything.
Thank you.
The movie was Snake Eyes, and you said Snake Eyeballs, but you know what?
No, she said Snake Eyes at one point.
Okay, we're gonna give it to you.
She corrected and said Snake Eyeballs.
Technically, I'm gonna put you on hold. All right, let's go to Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
All right. It's you and me. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Let's do this, Gavin.
All right. And it starts now. If you have more than one female, they are referred to as?
Women?
Yes. And the opposite of big?
Small. Okay. Small woman?
No. But another
woman,
word for it.
Woman,
yeah,
woman.
There we go. Okay, little one. How would people refer to you and me? Like, we are a group, and... Yes! There we go! All right, this one, oh my god. This is, they fly around and collect pollen, make honey?
Bees.
Yes, but this is a specific type. He was a robot that turned into a car.
Oh.
Bumblebee.
Yes! Wow. The buzzer!
He said every bee movie out there.
Wow. All right, we got three on that one. Morgan and Lance, you guys can hang up. I'm going to put Ken on hold. Now it all comes down to Kevin and Kayla, like it always does.
Kayla, let's do this.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Kayla, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Hit it.
Okay, this is a movie where pink goes good with green.
Wicked?
Yes. Okay, and then rattlesnakes have this that are poisonous that comes out of their fangs.
Venom.
Yes. And then if you are very bad at beer pong, okay, and your partner does everything, the partner that doesn't do anything has to go under the table. They are doing what?
Nothing.
Okay, no. What? Okay, maybe this is a bridge and there's a creepy monster under it.
Trolls.
Yes! This is a shark. Oh, I said shark! Ah! Red, blue, blue pill. Blue, red pill, blue pill. Dodging bullets. Dodging bullets.
The Matrix.
Okay?
The Matrix was the last one.
This is how you chose to describe the movie Trolls. When you're playing beer pong.
No, I thought Kayla... We're young, okay? Me and Kayla, we're
young. I'm not young.
Kayla.
I'm an 11-year-old.
She's 11.
No, wow. She has an 11-year-old.
No, I have an 11-year-old.
Oh, I have an 11-year-old.
I feel like you're still young. Yeah, you're still
I feel
young,
really
girl.
Old.
All right.
No, you should never.
Listen, I wrote a number down, Kayla, because we're tied at three.
Is this 1 through 20?
20. One, okay. Okay, I wrote
you
a number.
You need to flip your paper.
1 through 20?
I wrote down 1 through 20. Pick a number.
13.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You got to come closest. Ken, pick a number between 1 and 20.
12.
Oh, the number was
18.
Kayla, congratulations.
Now, I told you we could do it.
What was confusing for Kevin and I is when Gavin held up the paper, it was upside down.
Yeah.
So it made it look like the number was 81. And I thought, are we saying 1 through 100?
Congratulations, Kayla. Stay on hold.
Thank you so much.
If your 11-year-old has not seen Back to the Future, I couldn't recommend taking him to see it on the Esquire IMAX screen more. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast free.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This weekend, Kevin's going on a trip. And Katie and I are his legal guardians. And we didn't know about this trip.
No,
we
didn't. Bitches, you guys
no,
did know.
We did not.
I now, literally told you guys.
No, you
when
did
you
not.
Think of Kevin and you think trip, you think somewhere where there's a big festival. He's going to go to a rave.
Oh, sure.
Or he's going to go maybe go to Vegas and whoop it up. But no, he is going to the party capital of America, Milwaukee.
Is it the party capital?
Nope.
Right.
Yeah, we're being sarcastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what are you going to Milwaukee for?
It's the big Lorcana tournament that I told you guys about.
You didn't tell us about any
of
this.
You did not tell us about any of this.
I did. Do you guys remember the day I came in and I was like, guys, would it be crazy if I flew to Milwaukee for a big card tournament?
So you're I'm pretty like, sure that day happened today.
No, it didn't. I literally emailed our promotions guy.
That is not us.
Right. But that was the same day I told you guys, because that was the same day I bought a ticket.
When you asked us this in your head.
Yeah, what did we say?
What did we say back?
You guys said, yeah, sure, go, have
we
fun.
We did really? This didn't happen.
Imagine a scenario where we say, yeah, spend your money. Never happened.
Are you kidding me? You're saying I bought a $500 ticket.
$500?
Go to Milwaukee by myself without asking you guys?
Do you even know anything about Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What do you know about Milwaukee?
They're in Wisconsin. They're known as Cheese County. Cheese Country.
Okay. All right. You got it eventually.
You know what? I'm going to eat some cheese there because you know what they say.
What do they say?
If cheese isn't from California, your lactose doesn't work.
I've never heard that expression, but that doesn't mean that they don't say that. So, okay. So you're going to go to Milwaukee for a Lorcana tournament.
One of the biggest.
Okay. Which is a Disney trading card strategy game.
Yes.
Okay. What's the jackpot?
The jackpot?
For the tournament.
Yes. You get to be it's like $100,000.
Kevin.
You could win $100,000?
Okay. And be crowned champion.
Okay.
To get qualified for the bigger challenge where you could be named the world champion.
Okay. So again, in this scenario, we said, yeah, no problem. Go ahead and spend money that you don't have flying to Milwaukee.
Well, I had money at that time.
Okay. Because there's a chance you could win $100,000 and we're just forgetting it completely.
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe you, but okay. You're gaslighting
us. So you guys aren't supporting
sure.
me?
We didn't say that either.
Well, good, because I still need to find a ticket for the competition.
Okay, so you're not even in the competition.
I have a plane ticket, though.
You leave
Saturday.
Are you going to be here on Monday?
Yes, I plan to, or I would have asked the day
off.
So
you're flying on Saturday
morning for the competition.
And coming back Sunday.
Yeah.
To Wisconsin.
Yeah. You make it sound like it's absurd. People do it all the time. You ever heard of red eye flights?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Hey,
okay.
That's me.
Hey.
Okay.
World traveler here trying to be a champion.
Are you packed for this trip?
No, I don't pack. I have a lot of stuff to do. Tomorrow is a very busy schedule. I will pack tomorrow.
Apparently getting into the thing you're flying to is on the to-do list.
Or telling anybody.
I hope it's toward the top.
I'm waiting for like resale tickets.
Do you know what the weather is in Wisconsin
cold.
Right now?
Cold.
Wait, you have to buy tickets to get into this thing?
Yeah, if you're playing for $100,000, Katie, there's an entry fee.
How much does it cost to get in?
$75,000. But that's chump change compared to...
Right, $100,000, of course.
Okay, because... It's going to be real cold there this weekend.
I know.
Okay.
We're going to be inside. You think we're going to play cards outside?
No, we don't think that.
Right.
We just
That's dumb. And these are Disney. Disney people. I'll be safe.
Listen.
I'm not worried about your safety. I can assure you of that.
It wasn't even that long ago that you were scared to go anywhere alone, let alone on an airplane. So, Katie and I, as we said, are your legal guardians. Mm-hmm. We have better custody of you than your own mother. For you to spring a trip like this, a solo trip to the Midwest.
It's not solo.
You also said it's not.
Wait, who are you flying with?
I'm not flying with anyone. I'm meeting my team there, though.
Okay,
my
so you are traveling
team,
like an unaccompanied minor. Got it.
Remember the car team? Bro, Kana?
I don't.
Yeah, well. I told you that, too. That reminds me. I have to tell my mom I'm going to Milwaukee.
Okay. Oh, so you didn't tell her, but you did tell us.
Well, that's what she gets for telling me trips last minute. How does it feel?
In
that
fairness, your mom did one time tell you she was at the airport for a trip you did not know she was taking to Vietnam.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So I guess fair is fair when
you
it comes to
there.
Her. Yeah. But when it comes to me and Katie, though, give us a heads up. You know, just give us a heads up.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So tracking your health is like this new thing now, and people seem to love it. Really, really love it. I know that like counting your steps came out about a decade ago with a Fitbit. I remember when the Fitbit first came out, people really loved that. Now we're at a point now where Katie's got an Oura ring, and it tells you...
It tells me I'm about to start my period today.
It tells her she's about to start her period today.
It really does.
There's a fun little countdown on the app. 3, 2. But now, as intrusive as that seems, it's even worse. There is a company out there selling an attachment for your toilet to track your gut health. Listen to this promo.
Introducing Dakota by Kohler Health. A first-of-its-kind product that illuminates your path to better living. Dakota translates your body's signals into real-time insights, helping you decode your body's cues, focusing on pattern detection for gut health and hydration. Dakota uses advanced spectroscopy sensors to seamlessly analyze what your body leaves behind.
It's a camera you put in the toilet that watches you go to the bathroom and then analyzes what you leave behind.
Oh, but it doesn't show you.
I don't know if it shows you. I'm sure that that could probably be an option.
Because as long as it doesn't, I want this.
Are you kidding me?
Dead serious.
You've crossed the Rubicon.
Here's why I haven't. And I know you want an Oura ring for Christmas.
Yeah. Not if it's going to lead to this. I didn't know the Oura ring was a gateway drug to me watching videos of myself.
No, I don't want to watch it. Okay, I already said that.
That was your first question.
I do, because I'm making sure. That's not something you want to be surprised by.
Well, that's true.
I am absolutely addicted to knowing what my body is doing. It is... you know, people like immediately jump on to like Instagram or something when they wake up.
Right.
Nope. Not me. I go, oops, cycle insights. Oh, my temperature is down 0.7 degrees Fahrenheit and I should be starting today. Interesting. And I do this. I get in and I check as often as possible.
First of all, there is such a thing as too much information.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because now we're analyzing our poop.
It can tell you a lot.
I don't want to.
Why don't you want to know about your body?
It's that I don't want to see it.
You're seeing it anyway, Gavin.
I'm not seeing it. First of all, this camera's going to get hacked at some point.
Wow.
Okay. Second of all, I don't need to end up on the local news with some sort of shocked face as some reporter's telling me as I'm coming into the house with groceries. And did you know that the internet has watched you go to the bathroom? What? I just got back from Raley's. What? Second of all, I don't need to see it ever.
You're looking anyway.
I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm not watching that.
No, I'm not saying you're watching it. I'm just saying, like, afterwards, you're looking. Like, when you stand up to use toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're looking.
When you stand up to use toilet paper.
You have to look.
You mean stand up to leave?
No, to stand up. Are you using toilet paper while you're still sitting down?
Yes.
That's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
That's how you do it.
No, it's not.
That's how you do it.
You have to stand up.
You have to stand up.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
That's so weird. You're basically putting your hand in the toilet.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's super gross.
You're not putting your hand in the toilet. I lean to the side.
I don't need
to know how, that you stand.
You're supposed to.
No.
I don't think you are.
What is the purpose of standing?
To get all of it.
You're getting far less.
You're not. When you're sitting down, you're handicapped.
No, you're not.
You got to tilt to the side. You're not cleaning most of it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm going to say.
If you're not standing, like you're not cleaning.
Yeah. I'm cleaning way more. Mm-hmm. I have more access from that angle than you do. When you stand up, the everything goes back together.
No.
It does.
I can't believe this.
You're not.
I can't.
Somebody said, no, you sit. Second one, stand to wipe. No. Somebody said, your butt clenches when you stand. You need to stay seated. You two are wild.
What?
Not me. You can take your weird butt toilet camera and have your weird fetish parties. Okay. 916-909-1065. My parents taught me right. Your parents are crazy. Coming up next on the show, keep those text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Pink Panthers is coming to the Fox Theater in just a few weeks, and we have tickets.
Take a look inside your heart.
Yes, yes. boy, oh boy. We're going to play Talktionary. It's a wake-up call staple. We've done it for years. Katie invented this game. They're just Pictionary cards, but, you know, we can't draw anything, so we're going to talk about it. We're going to describe the word. Can't use any of the words that are on the card. You're not allowed to go on to the next card until you get all five, but you can say skip to certain words. Let's talk to Natalia. Good morning, Natalia.
Good morning.
All right, Kevin is your contestant today.
What a great choice.
We've got, we play two rounds of Talktionary. He goes, I go, and then we come back and do another round. So if you bomb, don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Natalia, are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
This is a little baby that shoots arrows during Valentine's Day.
St. Valentine?
He has a name.
Cupid.
Yes?
Cupid.
Okay. Okay, and if you're trying to sneak around, you do this with your feet so no one hears you.
Shuffle.
Other way, like...
Tiptoe.
Yes, okay. Okay, not your head or your heart, but your... It's deep within you.
Your soul?
You said what?
Your soul?
Yes!
Wow.
We got three. That was really good.
What was the second one? Tiptoe?
Tiptoe.
Well, you had some hard words there.
I know. Natalia, you're doing real good.
All right, Natalia.
Oh, thank you.
You got three. I'm going to put you on hold. Now let's meet Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So I am your contestant today for Talktionary, playing for tickets to see Pink Panthers. Same thing. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go. Okay, this is a baby frog.
A tadpole.
Yes. Okay. Not a rat. A small rat is a?
A mouse.
Yes, and if you want to catch it, you use a?
A mousetrap.
Yes. Okay, the number after 8.
9.
Yes.
What?
If you have a task and that task is done, you have done what? You are?
Complete.
Yes! Completed. Yes!
Okay.
If you are full of yourself, oh man, this last one.
Your card seems easy.
I mean, 9 was pretty easy, but then I didn't have time to get to the word conceited.
Oh,
how do I do that one? Wow. All right. So that was great, Ryan. We got 4. So that means I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to go back to Natalia for her to set a new bar. Natalia, are you there?
Yes.
You get another 30 seconds with Kevin. Are you ready?
Lock in.
All right, playing for tickets to see Pink Panthers at the Fox Theater on November 13th. Tickets still available. 30 seconds starts now.
You wear watches on this part of your body.
Your arms, your wrist.
Yes. If you have a really long rope and they play a game, it's called Blank of War.
Tug of War.
Yes. Okay, and then your car uses this to run. It's not the engine, but the...
The starter?
It's inside the engine, I think.
The ignition.
Okay, wow, I'm bad at this. Okay, never mind, skip. If you are in the military and you're certain...
Oh, man.
No.
I thought you were a car guy.
I did, too. Where's the motor?
The word was motor?
Yeah.
You could say this is another word for the engine. Jeez, Kevin, that was awful.
Natalia, I'm so sorry.
Wow, Natalia, right, that was not right. You. That was all Kevin. But listen, you have a total of five. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go back to Ryan. Maybe he'll completely fumble this whole thing. Ryan, are you there?
I'm hoping. I'm manifesting.
Ryan?
Yes, I'm here.
We only need two to win, okay?
All right, we got this.
I think we have this too. 30 seconds on the clock. Go. When you're a golfer, this is like your helper that carries your bag.
Caddy.
Yep. Wow. These are wooden legs that you can walk around on in the circus.
Oh.
Yes!
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Do we want to?
Sacramento is the what of California?
Capital.
Yes!
Okay.
Back in the day, if you had HBO, it's because you paid for...
pay-per-view.
No, HBO. Cable.
Oh.
It's because you paid for cable. Wow, we didn't win by much, but we still won. Ryan,
still
congratulations.
Won.
We got 7. We beat Kevin by 2 points. All right. Apologies, Natalia.
Right.
But we got, Ryan, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Pink Panthers at the Fox Theater. Who are you going to bring with you?
My daughter.
Oh.
All right, I love that. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.